and FM 102.3. KDEX, a public service program discussing issues of concern and interest to people of Southeast Missouri.
And good morning from you and your community. Our guest this morning is Dina Doteg from the University of Missouri. She's a health educator and a director of the First Impact Driving Course. Now, I'll let you tell us something about that, Ms. Dina.
All right. Thank you for letting me join you this morning. First Impact is a program of Think First Missouri, and we operate out of the University of Missouri School of Medicine, Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. First Impact educates parents about Missouri's graduated driver license law. Very few people know what the graduated driver license law is, but it applies to all drivers ages 15 to 21. So with the help of MoDOT Highway Safety Funding, this is a statewide program where we educate parents about those rules. And we also go into details about risk that teens face, and we offer some really innovative strategies to parents to help mentor and coach their teens. As we all know, there's very few driver ed programs in Missouri. So our role is to help parents become that driver ed instructor. We know that parental involvement is the key into keeping your teen safe. So we have a 90-minute program that is facilitated by law enforcement officers and other facilitators. We have a program coming up February 8th. They currently are virtual, and I'm so excited to announce that the speaker for our February 8th program is Stoddard County's very own Detective Corporal John Atkinson. He has done this program many times with our partnership with the Keller Public Library in Dexter. So we're really excited to offer it online. Anyone in Missouri can join in to the program, and what you get is all the components of the graduated driver license law and then some details on seven specific risks. And again, we offer some strategies to parents to be the coach and mentor and educator for their new teen driver. Most people do not know anything about those rules, so by the time you finish this program, you will have a great understanding of the rules. And since we're not doing the programs in person at the moment, we offer to mail our parent guide to anyone that has attended this program. So what other kind of questions do you have for me?
Well, I mean, how do you first get started at the age of 15, 16? What are the rules? There's guidelines you go by at the age of 16 to be a driver in this program.
Right. The state of Missouri requires that a new driver ride or drive with their parent or some other qualified person for at least 40 hours. That is the minimum required by state, and 10 of those have to be supervised nighttime driving. But First Impact recommends 100 hours because we believe the more time that the teen is driving with the parent in the passenger seat, the better driver they'll be. Because when your teen leaves work, let's say it was perfect weather when they go to work, but now all of a sudden it's foggy or it's snowing or raining, or maybe there's been no rain for 6 weeks in the summer and you got oil buildup on the road and now it starts raining. You don't want your teen to experience any of those for the first time by themselves. So the more hours you put behind the wheel with your teen, the more opportunity you have to teach them those kind of things. So, like I said, they have to do at least 40 hours. Again, we recommend 100. And then when that teen turns 16, if they've got those practice driving hours in for at least 6 months, then they can move on to the intermediate license. So 16 with 6 months of practice driving experience, and then they can go in and take their driver test. Now, before they get their permit, they have to take this permit test, and it really requires studying that Missouri driver guide to pass that test. And you can get your permit anywhere up to, anywhere up to 18, you can take the permit test. So a lot of people in Missouri don't even get their permit at 15, they wait. But sometimes people think, oh, I'll just wait till I'm two weeks before I turn 16, and then when I'm 16, I'll get my license. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore in Missouri. You have to have that permit at least 6 months. So that's what you have to do to get your license, and it really involves parental you know, parental monitoring. And sometimes we know parents are too busy, parents' work schedule doesn't work out. So there's opportunities for parents to give permission to other qualified people to be that driver instructor for their teen.
That'd be somebody over the age of 19, right?
Well, if your permanent driver is under 16, it can be the parent, grandparent, legal guardian, or a driver instructor, or a person that is 25 years old or older with 3 years driving experience and a written letter from the parent. Now, if your permit driver is over 16, then the only requirement is that that qualified person be 21 and licensed. But I'm going to throw out another big one that no one ever thinks about. The main factor for your qualified person is they have to be available. They cannot be impaired in any way, not from alcohol, not drugs. They cannot be sleeping. They have to be ready to give direction and take over the wheel at any given time. So in other words, this question comes up a lot in our programs. Hey, can my permit driver be my DD driver if I go to a wedding or a festival and have too much to drink? You know, no. And the answer is absolutely not.
I was going to ask that question.
Your permit driver cannot be your DD. And here's what happens. If you get stopped and the passenger qualified person is not qualified because they're impaired, well, now your teen permit driver is driving without a valid permit. So there's a lot of things that can happen from that. First of all, you're not going to get to go on. You're either going to get transported to the police department or your car's going to get towed. You're going to have to find transportation. The adult could be charged with endangering the welfare of the child, with allowing the teen to drive without a valid license. The permit driver has now violated their role, so they will have to stay in the permit phase 6 more months because they have a violation. So anytime you are, when you're driving on a permit, if you have an alcohol-related offense of any kind, not necessarily driving, it could be a can of beer and a hayride, any kind of minor in possession or minor in possession by consumption, or traffic ticket, moving violation, at fault crash, anything like that, then that teen driver is going to be riding with mom and dad for 6 more months, because if you get a violation during the permit phase, you cannot move on to the intermediate phase. So that's part of this whole program, is to explain to teens and their parents what all the consequences are for not following these laws, because it's, you know, it puts you in the driver's seat with your parents a whole lot longer. So we just want to create safe drivers, and we really want to teach parents how to do that, how to work with their teens, because we want everyone to get home.
And we'll be right back with more from you and your community. Our guest this morning is Dina Dothag from the University of Missouri's First Impact Driver Course. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you or someone you love is struggling with an addiction to alcohol or drugs, then you must listen to this message, because there is hope. No matter what substance you or your loved one is coping with, you're just one phone call away from real help. Treatment Helpline can make the healing process simple and affordable by connecting you to a fully licensed and experienced facility. Your call will be routed to a representative able to discuss what's right for you or your loved one's personal situation. Call 800-788-0860 now. Don't wait another day. Best of all, most private insurances are accepted. Just call 800-788-0860 today. Our mission is to help you or someone you love begin the healing process and get back a healthy and sober way of life. Your advisor will help you coordinate all the arrangements and answer any questions you have. One phone call is all it takes to get back the life you or your loved one deserves. The call is free. The help is real. Call 800-788-0860. That's 800-788-0860. Again, 800-788-0860.
And welcome back to You and Your Community. Our guest this morning is Dina Dothag from the University of Missouri. She's the director of the First Impact Driving Course. One of the things that the main problem we got now that we do have is teens and texting. So how does that focus and that address that issue?
We talk a lot about distracted driving, and we know that from National Highway Transportation Safety Association's statistics that drivers who text are 23 times more likely to crash. So we have a whole section on distracted driving, and we don't only talk about texting or talking on the phone. We talk about adjusting your heat and your radios and, you know, eating and drinking in the car, all the things that take your eyes off the road because, and I'm not going to say that my numbers are scientifically exact, but they're close. If you are traveling 55 miles an hour for 3 seconds, you have traveled the length of a football field. So imagine even picking up a cup of coffee and then looking down to find your cup holder to set that cup of coffee or soda down. You have traveled more than 3 seconds, and there's a lot that can go on in the length of a football field. So yes, we go in this program, we focus a lot on distracted driving. That is one of our 7 risks that we focus on. And I'm going to say too that it's really important to understand when your teen wants to go somewhere and you're deciding, well, it's raining, it's 10 o'clock, it's, you know, any number of other things going on, but your teen really wants to go somewhere and you're trying to be, you know, the friend parent at that time. I'm just going to read this little statement that's in our parent guide. Teens 15 to 19 years of age have the highest crash risk of any age group on the road. Teens are 3 times more likely to be involved in a fatal crash, and risk is highest during the first 30 to 90 days of independent driving and remains high through the first year. And one of the things we know that creates distractions, in addition to the texting, is loading your car with too many people. And that's why this graduated driver license law has those restrictions. In fact, the 2 GDL restrictions that have the most life-saving potential are limits on nighttime driving and limits on number of passengers. So one of the other rules that a lot of people don't know about is that people in the GDL phase cannot drive between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. And when my law enforcement officers that teach this class are speaking that, some people ask, well, why? You know, what's the big deal about between 1 and 5? And I'm going to ask you in the audience, you know, who's on the road between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m.? That's when the bars close. That's when your impaired drivers are out, whether it's alcohol, drugs, illegal drugs, they're tired, you know, or they're up to no good. You know, everybody's parent says if you're nothing good happens after midnight. So you don't want your teens out on the road at that time. So it's a law. And if an officer sees a teen or a car full of teens on the road between 1 and 5 and stops them, that teen is in violation of the graduated driver license law, and that officer is going to be happy to pick up the phone and call all the parents of all the teens in the car because they cannot let that teen go on because they don't have a valid driver's license between 1 and 5. So it's not uncommon for a parent to get a call saying, did you know your teen is out with this other teen who shouldn't be, so come get your kid. So yeah, there's just a lot of rules that we want to teach during this class.
Okay, now I'm going to focus right now on when the program is because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we're going to have a part 2.
All right.
So tell me who's going to be helping you with the program and when it's going to be.
Okay, like I said, I'm so excited that Detective Corporal John Atkinson of Stoddard County Sheriff's Department is the co-speaker for this program, and I am going to be one of the speakers for this program as well. It is going to be via a Zoom session at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on February 8th. And the way to find that link to get to that program, you can go to 2 places. One is firstimpact.missouri.edu, and that is all spelled out. First is spelled out, Missouri is spelled out, and then .edu. You click on events and you'll find it. And it's also on Facebook. If you go to First Impact MO, also all spelled out, or MO, not Missouri, if you go to that and click on events and the event is there. You can also just call me. My name is Dina and my number is 573-884-3463. You can call me. I can email you the link to register. You have to pre-register you get an email address, and then you'll follow up and get the link to join. So it's a great program, and we have them actually. We usually have one or two programs per week, and anyone in Missouri can join in at any time. We label them by region by where I've selected the speakers from. So, and I'm going to say that John Atkinson has done this program multiple times. We've done it in person many times, thanks to Keller Public Library here in Dexter. So he's very experienced at it. He's very passionate about it. And I'm always really happy doing a program with him because he cares. And like me, he's the parent of a teen, either soon-to-be driver, and I'm the parent of a teen driver who's been through this program 4 years. So I like to brag and say that my 19-year-old has never had a crash or a ticket. And he began this permit program when I started this job. So I've lived this program. I totally believe in it.
Okay, now we're going to do a part two here next week. And then, because the program's coming in, you said on February the 8th.
Yes.
Okay. Now make sure we get a lot of that covered. So, Dina Dothag.
Yes.
I said that right, didn't I?
You did. That's awesome.
We'll be back with us on part two. And she's with the University of Missouri Health Educator First Impact Drivers Course. So we'll get back with her. And we have more from you and your community on today's KDEX.
This has been You and Your Community on KDEX, a public service program discussing issues of concern and interest to people of Southeast Missouri. If you or your organization would like to be a part of the program, contact the KDEX News Department at 573-624-3545, by fax at 624-9926, or email kdex1@sbcglobal.net. Good morning, and welcome to the KDEX Trading Station. It's your opportunity to buy, sell,